We'd like to welcome everybody. It's 12 noon. We're going to start our meeting. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Gaylord?
Here.
Crunch?
Here.
Needhammer?
Here.
Sansom?
Here.
Town?
Here.
Quorum present?
Okay. Our first item of business today is the consent agenda. The purpose of the consent agenda is to expedite business by grouping non-controversial items together to be dealt with by one commission motion without discussion. Any member of the commission, staff, or the public may ask that any item on the consent agenda be removed and place this last item under new business to receive full discussion. Such requests will automatically be respected. We have two items today. We have the special meeting minutes, September 8, 2015, and approval of the EDC board's recommendation to appoint Michelle Courtwright to the EDC board at the term expiring March 11, 2021.
Those are actually regular minutes.
Right.
Those are regular commission meeting minutes. Okay. Thank you.
I'll move the consent agenda as presented with the removal of the word special.
Second. Roll call.
Gaylord?
Aye.
Crunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, our next item of business is the hearing citizens' comments on non-agenda items. And if you wish to address the commission, please state your name and hold your comments to 5 minutes. Do we have anyone that wishes to speak to the Jim?
Thank you, Mayor. Jim Bauman, 1119 West Street in Boyne Chamber of Commerce. I have several things. One, I'd like to introduce and embarrass somebody. Jennifer McAndrew is right here in the back row. She's with Leadership Charlevoix County. Is anybody else here from Leadership? Right. No, that's weird. I forgot about you. Jeez. Anyway, one of our sessions is on government, and one of their assignments, sort of homework before that session, is to go to a city commission meeting or to go to some sort of public meeting. And so that's what these folks are doing, although Barb probably will go to some other meeting. But anyway, and our just a little update, that program is really going great guns. We have 19 participants in the program this year, which is more than we've ever had before. Lori Meter here from Main Street is one of our board members. And Derek is one of the people we go visit on this Government Day, which is October 8th. And so it's, we're most of that day is in Charlevoix, and we visit the jail and the courtroom and City Hall and that sort of thing. So anyway, that program's going really well, and we're very happy with how it's going. So the other thing I wanted to, I put a little invitation in front of you. Enbridge CEO Al Monaco is going to be speaking at a little breakfast at Boyne Mountain from 8 to 9:30 on Friday morning. The public is invited. It's $15. But they would like to extend an invitation for complimentary admission to any elected officials. October 8th, we're having our candidates forum for the next election, and that will be at 6:30 for the city commission election. That will be at 6:30 at the Boyne District Library. And October 15th will be our State of the Community luncheon. That will be at Boyne Mountain. And Mike will be speaking, Lori will be speaking, Peter Moss from the schools, and Chris Christensen from the county. So everyone is invited to consider attending that event. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Julie. Lori.
Lori Meter, 322 East Cedar. I have a couple things. We have our Harvest Festival coming up on October 3rd from 8 to 4. We're closing the 200 blocks of both Water Street and Lake Street, and we've got a lot of really cool activities thanks to our wonderful committee members. So please write down that date and make sure you join us then. It's, Jim promised me that this year was going to be super spectacular, nice weather, not like the rain that we usually get. So, and we are going to move the Harvest Festival to the last weekend in September. So so that we don't compete with Skitoberfest. Not that we compete, because theirs is a little bigger than ours, but anyway, so last weekend in September going forward after this year. And then the other thing I want to just mention, and this is really hard to even know where to begin, but I've contemplated for some time how I am going to acknowledge Karen and all that she does to almost single-handedly put Boyne City on the map. Clearly, we have many, many, many outstanding characteristics that make us unique and special and known throughout our region as a great place to live and visit, but none stand out quite as much as stroll the streets. And invariably, when people think about visiting here, they mention Friday evenings, having dinner, and listening to music. And, you know, I always, because I'm very analytical, and I wish that I could measure economic impact of this one event that Karen started 12 years ago. And, you know, it's really hard to kind of put that in numbers, but I think about people that come up and, you know, maybe have that aha moment when they're here saying, wow, I want to be here. I want a second home here. I want to live here. And I think that happens, and you know, we don't really quantify that. But, you know, just thinking about doing a little math, you know, 12 years, average of 12 Fridays each year, 1,000 people each Friday spend $20 each. You know, that's $2.9 million. Mm-hmm. And that's just a very simple, small piece of what really happens here. So, you know, it doesn't really count the number of houses purchased, amount of investments made in new businesses, new developments, etc. But, you know, there's so many intangibles that come from events like this that just make the perception here, you know, amazing. And I just, when I first got here and she kind of went through what she does in terms of coordinating bands and placement and, you know, talking with all our wonderful business owners about why that band isn't in front of them and why is that here and then. And I just, it was overwhelming, and I'm like, oh my God, God bless Karen. I couldn't do it without her. So Karen, I just want to thank you for everything you do. You run a business, you chair our promotions committee, you single-handedly manage Stroll the Streets. You sit on our marketing committee, you chair the chamber board, and I could go on and on, but you are one and only.
Today, we did that September 17th. Michael called me on the 18th and said that he really wasn't prepared to have that placed before you. And I asked him, well, is it possible to get on to the next city commission meeting for the agenda, which is October 13th? And he assured me that it would. And I guess I'm here just asking for verification that we'd be on that agenda on October 15th for the City Commission to take a look at those proposals.
Now, well, Mike has kept me posted in regards to the you know, timelines for this, and we're going to do our best to, you know, work through our attorney to, you know, have it available at the next meeting. And it's,
That's not
so.
Not
We have a team working on it.
Okay, so it looks like we'll be on the agenda for the 13th.
If all goes well, yes. That's our plan.
Thank you.
Do we have anyone else that wishes to address the commission? Bill.
Bill Kuhn, 1010 Kuhn Drive, Boyne City. Just a quick update on the archery shoot that's coming up. Everything's moving along really well. We've put out in our local businesses and around the area probably 100 flyers. We're getting a lot of response. We've had coverage on radio, newspaper, and Thursday television. So everything's looking really good. Nice weather, and we could do easier than we imagined. And I want to thank the local businesses, the chamber. I've been working with Jim and getting the word out. Our local businesses have chipped in with quite a few prizes to go along with the four main prizes that we had on the shoot. So, you know, thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Do we have anyone else in the audience that wishes to address the commission? Okay, we'll move forward. We have correspondence, two items here. One is from the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs for Magnum Hospitality, and then we have, I guess both of those are correspondence from them. So these will be posted on the city website, is that correct?
That is correct.
And the purpose of these is?
They're contemplating the possibility of a stock transfer with regards to the part of the ownership of their organization, and this is part of the process they have to go through. My understanding is that nothing, they're just in the investigatory stage at this point, and they'll keep us apprised as things develop if they do.
Okay, thank you, Mike. City manager's report.
Well, for those who are keeping score, so far, five of the things that I had on my city manager report between Jim, Bob, and other people, and Bill speaking, have already been addressed, so I'll actually briefing it up a little bit, if that's all possible for me. I just want to report that our construction projects continue to move forward. The floor is now in at the main DPW building up at North Boyne, and that project remains on schedule. Court Street is about 3 days behind schedule. They were about a week behind schedule, so they caught up a little bit. We're anticipating that they might slow down a little bit as they start to work their way down the hill, but they continue to make good progress. Out at the business park, the drainage improvement project out at the east side of the park is pretty much in its final cleanup mode. We do have to still have the stormwater filtration structure installed, and that's scheduled to take place next Monday. The boring for the Division Street drainage project remains scheduled to be completed by the end of this week, so hopefully we should have some relief on that issue as well. The Somerset Point Forest Main project continues to make its way towards the city. At latest count, 14 people have signed up to have stub installed. Mm-hmm. Of those, 11 are in the city and 3 in the township. Design work on the new city facilities project for this site continues to move forward as well. Last week, a tour was held with other environment architect projects for us to compare some of their interior finish options. And you may have noticed that the post along the North Lake Street, along North Lake Street at the Boyne City Open Space area, had been removed, and the site has been seeded. So a lot of stuff going on. The inspection of the north water tank was completed last week, and we'll be getting a full report soon. The south tank is scheduled to be inspected on Tuesday, October 6th. The third of our four Boyne on the Water public meetings was held last Tuesday. I have a copy of one of the main packet of images that they presented at that session. This information is available for review and comment on the city's website. The fourth and final meeting on this project is being scheduled for Tuesday, November 17th, and we'll be getting you more details on that shortly. Today, the new Good Neighbors Food Pantry is opening on State Street next to the Boyne Area Free Clinic, and it'll be open every Tuesday from 2 to 5:30 p.m. So a great resource for our community. A public information meeting on the community playground has been scheduled for next Wednesday, And that's September 30th at 6 p.m. here in the City Hall Auditorium. I believe if all went well, our yellow sign, information meeting sign, is already out there announcing that. We'll be reviewing everything that we've learned up to this point and where we anticipate going forward. Last night, the Planning Commission held a public hearing on the proposed city master plan update. After that public hearing and some discussion, they passed a motion recommending its adoption to the City Commission. And that matter will be coming before you at our next meeting on the 13th. In addition to Mr. Brooks' request with regards to the pilot agreement, we're hoping to have at our October 13th meeting the ACD antennas discussion as well, too. Mr. Motz has been making some good progress on that, and hopefully we'll have something positive report on that as well, too. With the hopefully the coming adoption of the city's updated master plan, that'll complete the last remaining step to be completed in our certification process under the state's Redevelopment Ready Communities program. So hopefully we should be able to wrap that up after the City Commission considers the master plan. The state is proceeding under the assumption that we will be updating our master plan and is preparing their report for our certification at this time. For those that are interested, absentee ballots for the November 3rd City Commission election have arrived and are now available here at City Hall for people who care to vote that way. And Jim's already talked about the candidates for them, so I'll skip the rest of those two items. BSNA, our software company, is doing the final testing on our new system that will allow us to accept credit cards. If all goes well, we should be able to accept cards by the end of September, which is right around the corner. With the summer season winding down, I've been asked how our restrooms held up this year. Because we've had problems with them in the past, some years more than others. This year, Andy reports that they held up pretty well. We've had 5 calls for plugged sewers at the various restrooms over the summer months. 2 were at the Rivermouth bathrooms, 1 at the Veterans Park Pavilion bathrooms, 1 at the main boat launch bathrooms, and 1 just yesterday at the museum restroom. Knocking on some artificial wood, we've had no major vandalism damage to report so far. A last minute change in my schedule, I'm looking to, after our meeting today, to basically leave the office and drive down to Washington, D.C. to go see if I can see the Pope.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be picking up a couple daughters along the way, and got other arrangements made in Washington, so wish me luck on that. And speaking of blessings, we're very fortunate to have with us one of our previous city managers, Randy, and he has, with the commission's indulgence, a little matter he'd like to bring before you.
Thank you. Randy, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Brad. I'd like to read a letter into the record, and it's kind of interesting when you look back over technology and how times have changed. This one is from 1985, so of course it was done on a typewriter, not a computer. And in fact, the initials behind it after my initials are Von Seaman. I don't know how many of you remember Von. She was here a long time. I'm going to leave out some of the names until the end. Pursuant to our brief telephone conversation on Friday, that was would have been August, let's see, 6 was a Tuesday, I looked that up, the 3rd. I wish to officially congratulate you on being selected for the position of accounting clerk on the administrative staff of the city of Boyne City. It was a difficult task to choose one individual from the many qualified applicants. However, the 2 people interviewing you were unanimous in their decision that you have all the qualifications we were looking for to fill the position mentioned. I look forward to meeting you on Wednesday, August 7th at 10 a.m. to arrange a time schedule for your training period, which would permit a smooth transfer of duties on your end and not gravely upset your family obligations. The kids were younger then.
New baby.
Your starting salary of that shows it was a long time ago, too. I won't name it.
Oh, go ahead. Come on.
$11,500 per annum will be converted to an hourly rate for the time you come in until you can actually start full-time. I am confident that you will be an asset to our staff. Sincerely, and I signed it. This letter, of course, went to Cindy Grace. Not only has she been a super employee when I was here, and I understand from talking to Mike ever since then, but she's become a real good friend. So from Diane and I, we'd like to present you some small tokens. 30 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. 30 years?
Wow.
Means I'm a 30-year-old.
So that was a family obligation.
That was the family obligation.
I couldn't place how old back then.
Brand new baby. And look at the chocolates. Thank you very much.
Just for some people's information, from that date where she first became our billing clerk, Cindy has progressed steadily up the organization charts. In 1989, her title was changed to billing secretary. And then in 1991, she added the title of deputy treasurer. 20 years ago in August, she became the treasurer of the city of Boyne City on August 5th, 1995. And then, not that long ago, 10 years ago, she was, you know, feeling very comfortable with what she was doing and looking for some additional challenges.
I have something else to do.
And also took on the role of city clerk and has served as our clerk treasurer since she took the oath of office for that position on June 20th, 2005. I happen to go through some records of the city's history. And according to my counts, Cindy has had the opportunity to serve with 6 mayors since she became part of the organization, 17 different city commissioners over that time frame, and 3 city managers as well, too. So she has seen quite a bit of change in the organization as well. We have some other people that I think would like to make some presentations with regards to Cindy. So where would like to start next? I think Sherry.
I have a letter that I wrote for Cindy. First, my heartfelt congratulations on 30 years of service to the city of Boyne City. You have the distinction of being the only clerk treasurer in the county of Charlevoix. You do an outstanding job. Wearing more than one hat can be a daunting task at best. You handle all you do with extreme professionalism and humor, a great combination for all who know and work with you. Both I and my staff have always had positive experiences working with you and your staff, which shows that you've done a great job in training them. Again, congratulations on your 30 years. I personally hope that you serve many more, at least until I'm ready to retire.
We're in this together.
It's your asset not only to the city of Boyne City, but also to the county of Charlevoix, and that is signed by myself as county clerk.
Also, in addition to the gentleman who first offered her a position, we have some of Cindy's prior teammates here with the city. I don't know if you want to introduce them or if they want to introduce themselves.
Well, we have Sue Hobbs.
I would like to say what a pleasure Cindy always was to work with. She was great under stress. There was a year where it was just Cindy and I, and we would get together and just laugh about how did we end up here? Aren't we glad we did? I teased her all the time because I started just 2 weeks before she did, but of course she has some long-lasting benefits from that because was it Katie that was born?
Mm-hmm.
Just as she was starting, her daughter. Mm-hmm. And we had pajama parties, and we had such a great staff, and Cindy was a huge part of that. And forever be a good friend.
Thank you, Sue. And you all got to see Jessica when she was just days old as well, too. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We have a couple other teammates that have come back for the reunion. Most recently departed, and I mean that in a non-cemetery way. Karen Seeley has returned, and I'm glad to have her back.
I wouldn't be anywhere else.
We had some fun.
Oh, yeah, we had some fun.
And another key person that was a part of our organization many years ago, Josette Laurie, who was the executive assistant and, at that time, and served multiple roles.
I enjoyed working with Cindy. I came to City Hall in 94, and Cindy was always ready to help. She started out in the front office at that time, if I remember right, and then moved herself back into the treasurer position and has done a great job. I still turn to Cindy. I work with Evangeline Township, and I still turn to Cindy often for help on election issues and property and stuff. So thanks for being there, but it was wonderful working with you, Cindy.
Yeah, speaking of pajama parties, yeah.
Yeah. we had fun at my house one night. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And obviously, very important to anybody is their family members, and we have been fortunate enough to have some other members of the Grice family join us as well. Grice and other recently more renamed members of the family. So I don't know if you want to introduce them, or how do you want to do that?
Well, my husband, Ed, my son-in-law, Patrick, and my daughter, Jessica Patoka, and we have another upcoming event coming up in February. So we are going to be, Ed and I are going to be grandparents, Jessica and Patrick. We're going to be mom and dad. So a lot of fun stuff going on. So, wow.
But remember, it'll slow down.
It'll slow down. We just had that conversation that we used to talk about. Remember how it'll slow down. It'll slow down. We'll be able to catch up.
And it'll get better.
It'll get better.
I had a discussion with like that when I was first hired in the city of Fenton with the city manager at that time, who said the exact same things to me, and I've been waiting 32 years and it's never slowed down. We're very fortunate in our organization to have a lot of people that have longevity with it. We're blessed with many people. Cindy is the latest one to attain the 30-year mark, and we have a proclamation and some recognition from the mayor to provide.
Wow.
Isn't it your birthday, too?
Yes.
Birthday time?
You know, it would be nice if we could have everybody come down here where we can get a group picture as we present this. If you're Ed and Pat and Jessica and Karen and Josette and Cheryl.
Gotta move this out of the way a little bit.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Here, we'll go this way.
Okay.
I think you're supposed to get over there too.
Stay
right here.
Josette.
Yes, right. Let
the family.
Come on. Okay.
In the name of the city of Boynt City, this certificate of appreciation is presented to Cindy Grice in honor of appreciation for 30 years of faithful and dedicated service to the city of Boynt City and its citizens as city treasurer and clerk. Your honesty, integrity, and professionalism as a community and organizational leader have contributed greatly to the success of the city of Boynt City and the service it provides to its citizens. You serve as a great inspiration to others, and we present this to you the 22nd day of September in the year of 2015, and congratulations on 30 years of dedicated service.
Thank you.
And happy birthday.
Is your birthday today too? Is it really? Wow.
I think we should all sing happy birthday to her.
Right? Yeah, I don't think so. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
With the mayor's and the commission's indulgence, we do have some refreshments. If we'd like to take a couple minutes to actually celebrate the situation before we continue on. At the commission's pleasure.
I think we should.
I'm in favor.
Well, toast to Cindy.
Okay.
So you would need a motion to recess for a couple minutes. I would think probably 15 minutes would be sufficient, if that would be acceptable to the group.
Sure.
Okay, I'll make a motion at 12:30 that we adjourn for 15 minutes to celebrate 30 years of dedicated service.
Crunch?
Aye.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Gaylor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Good.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody.